בריתי שלום. שלום. בריתי שלום.
Hopefully for those who want to work on themselves in 2.5 hours Hiddushim every day in Kedusha, start working on this. כתוב בליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה ס', יצא זה ליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה 60. על מידת יראת שמיים שעל ידה האדם זוכה להרחיב ולהאריך את ימיו, בתוספות קדושה, והאדם זוכה לשלמות קדושה. And this trait of יראת שמיים, that through this יראת שמיים, a person has the merits to widen and lengthen his days and add קדושה to every day, and through this he also merits riches of holiness. מובהר שם שהירא שומרת מההפך של השטירות. And it's explained over there in Likutei Moharan that the Yira Shemayin a person has, it protects a person from the opposite of being rich. The Ainu, which means being poor. Ki Aniyut ba lidei bechinat sheker achen ve'ed hayofi. Yeah, poverty comes from this aspect of the sheker achen, the force of grace, ve'ed hayofi. The nothingness of beauty. And a person lives the sheker, he lives a life of sheker. Mitaveh l'riyot asurot ma'asim asurim. And he has taiva, he has lust to see things which he is not allowed to see, and to do things which he is not allowed to do. Through this he comes to poverty. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu. Ki ha'ira shomeret ma'efech shel ha'shirut, da'ayinu aniyut. Because the Yira Shamayim, it protects a person from the opposite of wealth, which is poverty. Sheba l'idei b'chinat sheker achen ve'eved hayofi. That comes through this falsehood of grace, hevel hayofi. Ki yesh kama minei chen shel sheker. There's all types of grace of false grace. Sheosim ba'amida, people do in the daven shmones, all kinds of... movements which are false and not doing it from the heart. Ubaakhila, the way they eat. So holy, right? Ubidiboy manushim, he talks in a certain way because he has gaiva, that's how we are. Echem shadvarim. Bechol davar yesh chen acher miyuchad. Okay? And all these things. And each thing has also grace of false grace. It's not true.
Dishonest.
Okay? And also, the poverty comes through Hevel Ayofi. It's the emptiness of beauty, which is someone who doesn't, Rabbeinu says, someone who does not guard himself from the beauty of women. Women are beautiful. You're not allowed to look at them. What's the big deal? Shaledei sheyesh lo ta'avot shel elu achinot shel sheker, through him having lust of these type of graces which are not true. Ve'irah u'efech mizen, fearing Hashem is exactly the opposite of this, which we say sheker achen ve'hevel ayofi isha yirat Hashem ititelal, a woman which is hazir ha'shamayim, she is praised, right? Nimtza, comes out al pi divrei Rabbeinu HaKadosh, according to the words of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, שמי שחסר לו יירה, one who is lacking yira, he could see it clearly, right? If he's not careful from watching women, how could one judge himself how much yira shamayim one has? So you look at women. Does he care looking at? Not if you looked at a woman who's talking to. Okay, that's not the. That could be all kinds of reasons why he doesn't. I'm talking about a person could judge himself, and only a person could judge himself if he is looking at the beauty of women or not. Okay? I can't tell you. No one could tell you. You could tell yourself. Rabbeinu ממשיך ומאיר את עינינו. Rabbeinu continues and enlightens our eyes. And he brings proofs from the holy, our holy forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this is Rabbeinu Zalshan. Ma'aken Avraham ve'Yitzchak. Therefore, Avraham and Yitzchak, when they came to places that they didn't have Yira Shamayim in those places, immediately when they wanted to go in, they felt it. They felt the place has no Yira Shamayim. Right? And Avraham went into Mitzrayim. And Yitzchak went into Avimelech, and Plishtim, the king of Grah. And they start, because they were very, very holy, and they came to this place which wasn't holy. And they felt right away that the beauty of women, that's what people like over here, and they don't have an Yirah Shamayim. Therefore they said, it's my sister, meaning, Abenu said, they weren't together with their wives as if they were their sisters. That's what they say, you'll be like my sister. Just like I come out and have relations with my sister, I want to have relations with you. That's what Abraham told Sarah, and it's like told Rivka. Like Abraham says, Ki amarti, I said, there's no fear of Hashem in this place. You're going to kill me because of my wife. You're going to want to take my wife. And also Yitzchak, same thing, when he came to Grar, he started having relations with Rivka completely. And then it says later, he had Arichus Yamim over there. He felt the Yirah Shemayim coming back to him. And then afterwards, Avimelech looked from the window and looked like he's treating her like it's his wife. Huh? How could that be? Because after he had long days, which is Yirah Shemayim, like we said, lengthen your days, is to add Kedusha to your days. Then he was able to be with his wife again. And then Avimelech looked from the window. And then he married to be very rich. Like it says, Yitzchak was very rich. Why? Because then he said that he plowed, right? And he found in those, that year he had Me'ah She'arim, 100 times more than every year. This is what we have to understand from the words of Rabbeinu. Avarush continues. Shashirut Ikdusha, the wealth from the holy side, from the right side, the Hevel Ayofi, and the beauty of women, is two different offices. Nothing can help you. You can, if you look at women and you have money from somewhere, it's not from the side of Kedusha. It's not only not from the side of Kedusha, there's only two sides. Either from Kedusha or from the other side. And that's where your money's coming from. A lot of people go to Hollywood, right? You live there, right?
Yeah.
They go to Hollywood. A lot of very rich people that are naif and look at it. We hope they only look. We know they don't only look. Right? And they have all kinds of things in their heads. And they're very rich. Where does that riches come from?
And the women are not tumah. Appropriately dressed.
They're not dressed, you mean? Okay.
My wife is complaining about, she was in Agrippa. I assume it was near the ship. And this couple drove in with this fancy sports car. And the woman comes out wearing a long blonde shekel and a tight skirt. It may be long, but it's like totally inappropriate.
No appropriate, yeah. So anyways, lo yachal aliyot
Yerushalayim
HaKodesh, lo yachal aliyot elam ha-shirut
ha-tidei
ולכן כל הספר הזה הוא העצה הטובה ביותר לצאת מהחובות ויזכות בפרסה וחלות וברווח גדול. Therefore, Rav Arush continues and says, this whole book is the best advice how? Okay? How? To get out of debt that person has and to marry to have parnasa easily and enough for the family. כי כמו שנראה ביתר בו בהמשך, we will see continue on that all the parnasa of a person depends on his Yirah Shamayim.
Do women perhaps good men have in terms of handsome men?
No. Sometimes, but not in the way that we do. We don't need a handsome woman. We need a woman. It doesn't have to be handsome. It just has the shape of a woman. So, what's a handsome man? What, we have a shape. We have a, what's an handsome? Most women, they don't. Not in the way that their desire, I want to be with him. No. I don't know. If there are women like that sometimes. Avraham told us that it's a neshama of a male, which would mitgalgel in a woman. There are women like that. It's very sad. Usually, it's a problem. There are stories like that, but it's rare. It's rare.
Yeah, there's this.
All kinds of sugars, because I've always told us once this. Anyways, in Yirah Shamayim, the man Yirah Shamayim where a person can check himself, most people, they don't go and sleep with other women, not with goyot. They're married to their wife, and they're married, so, right? Hopefully, most men are like that. So where is any? I'm talking about religious people.
Yeah.
No, it's half kill.
It's
I'm not expecting it to have Yiras Shamayim. But by us, let's say, how do I know I have Yiras Shamayim?
Well, I think there used to be somewhat of an average, but now it's
because it didn't come from Yiras Shamayim. It came from Musariyut, from.
Well, it was
Basis. Yeah, but it didn't come from Dusha.
It wasn't so watered down. But after generation of not having any contact with quote, normal things, everything that good either comes from a Kodesh Boku,
yeah.
And the bad comes from the other side. So it's still, it's like, it's watered down, but there's still
somewhat of a
left the, over.
But now that you're saying it's so much worse.
They're out to kill it.
So how do we know if we have Yiras Shamayim? I mean, a regular person, Baruch Hashem, married to one woman, try to keep a kedusha, keep a halachas. How do I know I have Yiras Shamayim? So the Yiras Shamayim will be when you walk in the streets. The more a person is careful about his eyes, about his thoughts, about his eyes, and then the thoughts, right? The more he knows the Yiras Shamayim. The less he has Yiras Shamayim. Don't become depressed because of who you are. Just it's a way to work on yourself. So, yeah, a person who works his whole life, his type is driving him around, right? And he gets nothing out of it. So, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us big shefa, and self shefa. Each one of us. Just what? Being Kedusha, being inside of Kedusha.